Unlike other forums, Wednesdays was more like a job interview held at Pinellas Community Church. The pastor of the church, Mark Canfield, had an objective. He wanted an honest conversation and answers from the heart. It was an opportunity for Ford and Foster to candidly discuss their personal values and goals. There's a lot of responsibility for this job. The annual salary for St. Petersburg's next mayor is $158,000. Kathleen Ford was first to speak. Ford, who is the oldest of six siblings, said she credits her parents as well as a college professor for shaping her into the person she is today. What did she learn from them?
Well, I think the basic family values that my folks shared with me and what we grew up in our household is that each individual is important and that you are part of a whole.
Right.
And that we don't know how long we're going to be here on this earth, but what we do is important and try to make a difference.
When asked to describe a humbled leader, Ford responded,
"Well, I think it's someone who's really listening to the community. And you all know what I'm talking about. Those of us who have been out in the neighborhoods trying to work on problems, it's someone who's not focusing on themselves. They're focusing on the problem or focusing on a solution.
Sure.
Folks are just doing good work, day in, day out. I think everybody can be a leader, and we don't need to have the spotlight on us while we're trying to do our best."
Ford expressed the word service when asked for one word to classify humility and leadership. She explained that part of the reason for choosing her profession in nursing as well as law was to serve. The next question focused on the principles Ford uses when dealing with personal or work conflicts and how she applies them.
They're very democratic principles.
Okay.
We bring everybody to the table and we talk about it. And that's really how we do in our home, too. Yes, there are certain things that are expected. However, in our family, it's important that we hear each person's viewpoint and that we understand from where they come.
Sure.
And that's not always easy. And, of course, feelings can sometimes be hurt if things are misunderstood. But I think it's real important that all the stakeholders are there and that voices are heard. Because so much of what I see and the conflict that I see today is a result of folks feeling like they're just not being heard.
Although the initial questions were intended for introspective on the candidate's character, Ford's answers often segued into the ongoing debated issues, such as the baseball stadium. Ford felt that fiscal responsibility is one issue that isn't being discussed enough. She was asked to express her feelings towards those citizens with traditional family values who may be opposed to an event like the Gay Pride Parade.
I would say that love is a family value and that all human rights are important and that no one should be discriminated against. If we discriminate against this group today, who will it be tomorrow?
Should she be elected mayor, at the end of her term, Ford hopes to reflect on St. Petersburg as a city where the unemployed are back at work, business districts are thriving, neighborhoods are working with community police officers, the city is greener, and marine science programs are expanding. After a handshake, Ford left for the evening. Then, the exact same questions answered by Ford were addressed to Foster. However, Foster divulged more personal detail about himself. He described the three individuals who shaped him into the man he is today. The first two mentioned were Foster's father and his father-in-law. Then Foster said,
My number one fan is my wife, and she inspires me to get out of bed every morning. And she is...
A smart man to say that, by the way.
She's my best friend, yeah. You know, I learned early to say yes, dear. And what's neat about our relationship is we started dating when we were 16 years old at Northeast High School. And she had an injury to her arm. And it's funny how the good Lord used that, because I had to carry her books to school and carry her books throughout the hallways. And we've been inseparable ever since.
Foster was then asked to give his view on leading with modesty instead of overconfidence.
I was born and raised in St. Petersburg. I thought I knew. This is my hometown. Mm-hmm. And I'm ready for the job, but I thought I knew everything there was to know about St. Pete. And I'm finding more and more throughout this process how little I really do know. And I think a humble leader knows when to go to the public and ask for help, and you certainly build consensus. You never go to the people and act like you know more than they do. And you never say to somebody, well, we know what's best for you. You ask, and a humble leader uses their ears before they use their mouth.
Foster shared that his best character trait is being able to listen, and the one word he chose to define leadership and humility was love. Foster often reflected before answering each question, and after a long pause, he revealed the principles that guide him when handling situations involving conflict.
I rely heavily on my faith.
Okay.
And throughout this campaign, it has been brought into question, and some might consider it a character flaw. I don't. My faith is, you know, what makes me want to be a better person, a better husband, a better father. It's what drives me. Now, I don't govern by a faith model. I govern by the Constitution of the United States.
How does Foster feel about human rights issues, and how would he address the issues of the gay community? Due to the adult nature of the Gay Pride Parade, Foster does not plan on attending.
It is all about love your neighbor, and there's no love your neighbor, comma, but it is unconditional. And people in my city and elsewhere will be treated with dignity, respect, courtesy, and sexual orientation has absolutely nothing to do with that. I intend to be everyone's mayor, and everyone will have an equal opportunity with me and a seat at the table. That's how we do it. That's how I ride.
Should Foster be chosen for mayor, he hopes to have transformed St. Petersburg into a safer city, where the investments include the people who live there, by improving employment, education, vocational training, and quality of life. And with a handshake that finished with a hug, Foster completed his interview and stuck around to meet all the bosses he might soon be working for. The election is being held on November 3rd. For more information on the candidates and their views, visit their websites, KathleenFord.com and BillFosterForMayor.com. Full disclosure, this reporter attends the church that hosted the forum. Reporting from St. Petersburg for WMNF News, I'm Caroline Ciesla.